Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As promised, it is just after a 4:45. I did tell you that at this slot, at this time today, we were going to chat to Yael Geffen, the CEO at Luke Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, and check in our regular slot to find out what is happening in the real estate market. Yael Geffen, good afternoon to you, and thank you for joining us on 101.9 High FM.
Thanks, Simon. It's good to be in my old stomping ground, so thanks for having me.
Okay, no, well, that's always good. That always puts a smile on the face. There is such interesting and contradictory information coming out in the press about the state of the property market. You have all sorts of articles saying things are really going well because of the interest rates. And on the other hand, you've got certain agents saying, no, it's not like that at all. You care to give us your take on the issue?
So I hate using that word, the new normal, because there is no such thing. I mean, everything is so volatile at the moment. So just as something happens where you think you see a pattern, boom, it's the next week and it's a whole new game. So for those 2 months that the deeds office was closed, obviously property came to a standstill. There were no transactions. And then as we went into level 4 and things opened up, it became quite frantic. There was so much pent-up demand that for the past 2 months, August and September, were a lot of bumper months for a lot of our offices and also for a lot of agencies and competitors in the industry. But it does look as though in some areas things have quietened down again. So was it pent-up demand? Was it the interest rate? Is there now less disposable income? And also a lot of people are still semigrating to the coastal areas because virtually now it's been proven, thanks to COVID, the one benefit of COVID, that we can work remote. So if you want to live by the coast and you're able to work remote, sure. So the coastal areas are pumping. But things are, the intake is slowing down now in October. So as you can see, Simon, it's kind of all over the show.
Yeah, they spoke about a differentiation in the market between those properties less than 1.5 million and those above. Given your sales figures, would you concur with that assessment?
Yes, I think the bottom end of the market, so that 1.5 to 2 mil, that sweet spot, those anything up to that 2 mil or 1.8 is moving. That's kind of a bread and butter market. But it is also a great time for buyers in terms of investment properties. And like you said, the interest rate, it's now the lowest in 80 years. So it is a great time for one to buy. If you look at buying versus renting, for most of us now, it's cheaper to buy. So with this interest rate this low, but it isn't going to stay this low.
And what really astounds me about that situation is the fact that in my lifetime, I don't remember a time when there was as little job security as there is right now. Large companies are retrenching swathes of their workforce, and I just don't understand how people feel confident enough to make the commitment to a 20-year mortgage when they don't know what's around the corner.
Look, Simon, I couldn't agree more, because I think that's why things are slowing down. You know, I think that was that pent-up demand and that spike, and now we're seeing things start to slow down, not in the coastal areas. People who have secure jobs have money. But again, yes, we're going to see more layoffs, more retrenchments. And as that disposable income tightens up, you might see around your neighborhood, when I go for my walks with my dog, there's a lot of upgrading happening. So people are renovating as well. Instead of purchasing, they're thinking, well, what can we do to...
Have we lost you, Yael? Gosh, I hope
Slow
not.
Down we were still. Just... I am. I thought it was something I said about the property market that was just so shocking that you dropped the line.
No, not at all. Not one little bit. So the other thing that interests me is the I don't know, working in a large multinational, I've seen how they are giving up on their space. And if they're doing it in my company, then they're doing it everywhere. What is going to happen to the commercial nodes, Sandton, Randburg, et cetera, with all this office space? What's your take on that, Yael?
Yes, I mean, right now we're seeing that office space is more of a luxury than a necessity at this point. Look, in some businesses, you aren't going to be able to escape having that front-facing, client-facing appeal where you need that. But for others, they have learnt about the savviness of either co-working spaces where you work together with other companies, or perhaps working from home. I know that there's some multinationals that are trying the working from home. Some have also now decided that the productivity isn't as where it used to be and have gone back into the offices, kind of summoning people back. I don't think the demand at this point is going to be as high as it was.
Yeah, we're kind of out of time, but I want to ask you one last question. Is it a buying opportunity now?
Absolutely. If you still have a job, if you still have cash, and if you're savvy, definitely do it, because it's a great time. And I'm not doing the whole real estate sales shtick. I would tell my friends and family just the same. So if you're in that position, do it. Otherwise, save and secure your nest egg just in case things happen with COVID.
Yael Geffen, CEO at Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty. What a pleasure speaking to you this afternoon. I'm absolutely sure that won't be the last time.
Thank you, Simon. Take care.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.